From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The majority of New Yorkers are concerned about air and water pollution, as well as climate change, according to a poll by the Siena College Research Institute released Tuesday, April 20th. The survey was released in advance of the 51st annual Earth Day event on Thursday. A considerable number of respondents, 60%, believe policies to clean up the environment will help rather than hurt the environment, according to the poll. Don Levy, director of the Research Institute, said, and I quote, "I was surprised that the stated concern was quite as high as it was. It was surprisingly high," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "New Yorkers overall express more concern for the environment and more support for environmental policies than I anticipated," end quote. The statewide polls showed that 56% of New Yorkers were, and I quote, "very concerned," end quote, about climate change. Additionally, 64% said they are concerned about water pollution, 61% with air pollution, 60% with deforestation. Concerning their personal responses to environmental challenges, 70% say they very often personally practice recycling, and 69% use their own bags for shopping. The majority of those polled also support redesigning cities to be more pedestrian-friendly, promoting the widespread use of electric cars, and having the state produce 100% of its electricity with zero emissions by 2040. They also support the U.S. rejoining the Paris Climate Accords. 60% think the government policies aimed at protecting the environment are more likely to help the economy, compared with 26% that think those policies will hurt the economy. A majority of Republicans say they believe pro-environmental policies will hurt the economy, while nearly two-thirds support efforts to ensure clean water and air. They say we are doing as much as we should. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Trapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Board is looking to reinvigorate its effort to improve the village water infrastructure after state funding was delayed. The village was awarded a $2.9 million Water Infrastructure Improvement Act grant to help replace the water main beneath Main Street and create a settling pond at the water treatment plant in a $6 million project. However, Village Vice President Joseph Kolowski said, because of the COVID pandemic, state officials have been delayed in processing grants. Delaware Engineering has suggested the village issue a bond anticipation note, or BAN, for $500,000 to get things started. When the water infrastructure grant eventually comes through, the BAN would be paid off. Kozlowski said, and I quote, "Right now we're looking at $500,000 to get everything rolling, to get things shovel ready," end quote. Once a survey of the settling pond is completed, the engineers can proceed with their work and a contractor can be hired, he said. Kozlowski said completion of the survey will determine whether the settling pond project is completed this year or next. The water main project is tentatively scheduled for next year, but it may have to be pushed to 2023. He said, and I quote, "The way things are going with COVID, there's no guarantee on anything," end quote. Several other municipalities are also eyeing water system upgrades. Greenville is relocating the town water tank and replacing 2,300 feet of water main along Route 81. 80% of that $1.8 million project will be grant funded, with the remaining 20% financed by an interest-free loan from the Environmental Facilities Corporation. The Village of Athens and Town of Cairo are exploring funding opportunities through the Community Development Block Grant Program to upgrade their water system. The Town of Windham completed its $6.7 million water system upgrade in the summer of 2020. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan has announced his new political action committee, Serve New York. With the PAC, the first-term Democrat hopes to promote and support a new group of elected leaders statewide who have demonstrated a willingness to put their communities first through their service to their country, their community, or on the front lines through the COVID-19 pandemic. Ryan said of the leadership PAC, and I quote, "It's a passion project of mine," end quote. He added, and I quote, "It's kind of a way for me to give back some of what I got when I first ran for elected office," end quote. Ryan has already raised $250,000 from supporters and is expected to launch a website for the project soon. ServeNY will provide assistance to three main areas: to mentor and support candidates with the fundamentals of running for office, how to get on the ballot, navigating local political committees, and running a campaign, providing policy support and helping candidates build a platform and a campaign and financial support and fundraising. Ryan said the PAC will focus on Democratic candidates running or looking to run in races in all areas of government across New York, and will begin endorsing candidates running for election in the fall. He does not expect the PAC to endorse candidates in Ulster County. Ryan said he envisions the PAC supporting candidates who served in the military, emergency medical or other first responders, and others who have, and I quote, "a proven record of putting their community ahead of themselves," end quote. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. On April 19th, Democrats Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney, and Republican Elise Stefanik all voted for the Safe Banking Act in the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill would make banking service more available to any business associated with marijuana. The recreational use of cannabis is now legalized in 17 states, the District of Columbia, the Northern Mariana Islands, and Guam. New York legalized recreational marijuana April 1st, but it will be at least a year before sales begin. Market Watch reported that, and I quote, "cannabis stocks rallied across the board in pre-market trade Tuesday, after the House voted 321 to 101 in favor of a bill that would protect banks that do business with companies in states that have legalized the plant for medical and recreational purposes from federal enforcement action," end quote. The bill, which helps financial institutions deal with an industry that is still illegal federally, previously passed the House in 2019 and died in the Senate, which may also be the case this year. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that there is another drug take-back day, April 24th, where drugs can be dropped off at the CBS in Cairo or the Cairo Police Department and the Coxsackie Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In October, the Cairo Police Department collected 217 pounds of drugs, enough to fill a Cairo Highway Department truck to transport the cases to the Drug Enforcement Agency. Tablets, capsules, patches, and solid forms of medication will be taken, and vaping devices and cartridges will also be accepted as long as the lithium batteries are removed. However, liquids, including intravenous solutions and syringes, as well as illegal drugs, cannot be dropped off, and masks must be worn. For more information about the event or to locate collection sites near you, visit the DEA Prescription Take Back Day website at takebackday.dea.gov or call 1-800-882-9539. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.